Quest presents an unabridged recording of Capital Spy by Andrew Raymond, narrated by Toby Longworth. Chapter 1. Garfield Heights, Washington, D.C. Friday, 6:33 a.m. Andrei Rublev had been awake for nearly 2 days straight, but sleep was the last thing on the 30-year-old Russian's mind. He had more than enough caffeine gunning through his system to keep him sharp, and he was still feasting on an adrenaline rush after meeting his anonymous source the previous night. The files the source had supplied him with were comprehensive, to say the least. But it was one file in particular, just 3 pieces of paper slipped into a cream manila folder, that Andrei knew would change everything. It would unquestionably be the biggest story of his career, and have serious consequences for some very powerful people. Now he had to get out of D.C. as soon as possible. It didn't take him long to pile his things into a backpack. In the 2 weeks he'd been in the rented apartment, he hadn't allowed himself to get too comfortable. He had been in the journalism game long enough to keep a go-bag ready for such a story. As he took the bag to the window, he did a final scan of the studio apartment, checking he wasn't leaving anything relating to the story behind. If his sources file proved right, the apartment would surely be turned over soon. Now, he had to stay alive for long enough to get on a plane. He hadn't decided yet on Ronald Reagan or Dulles. Wherever had a flight, leaving for a non-extradition treaty country in the next hour. Going home to Moscow wouldn't be an option for quite some time. Maybe ever again. Andrei didn't want to risk getting cornered in the stairwell, so he went out the bedroom window of the flat-roofed two-story, ducking and weaving his way down the metal fire escape with panic-filled footsteps. Now he was out in the open. A sense of dread seeped through his stomach. He felt the unmistakable paranoia of being watched, a feeling he had grown used to in Moscow. In the darkness, he couldn't see far. A grab team could have been parked around the corner for all he knew. There would be a time for euphoria about the size of his story, and that would be once he was safely on an airport runway. There wasn't much going on in the Garfield Heights district of the nation's capital. Somewhere in the distance, a solitary dog barked, followed by the sound of a trash can being kicked over. It was too late for the dealers, and too early for everyone else, leaving the dark, pre-dawn streets deserted. As Andrei's breathing quickened, the thick bursts of fog from his mouth came out faster. It was barely 30 Fahrenheit out, but there wasn't enough space in his head to contemplate the cold. He pointed the key at the Chevy Impala rental he'd been driving, looking all around, expecting someone to appear from the shadows at any moment. The sound of its perky, assertive beep as it unlocked seemed to ring out around the surrounding building.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?